Clearly, they have more than 800 franchise business coaches in 22 countries. We're going to meet with business coach and franchisee to Action International, David Levine, coming up on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio. So stick around.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. Silent prayer.
Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network. Looking for the independence, freedom, and control of owning your own business? Invest in a winning opportunity. WSI is the world's leading white-collar franchise, ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine for 6 years running. Right now, WSI is expanding its global franchise network in select high-growth markets. Do you have the motivation to run a successful and profitable business? Can you see yourself delivering highly effective internet marketing solutions to small and medium-sized companies in your local community? Find out now if your area is still available. Go to WSICorporate.com/radio to qualify now for your free multimedia franchise information package. Comprehensive training and certification, your own personal startup success coach, ongoing operations, and marketing support. Whatever your business background, you can follow WSI's proven system to build a successful long-term business with multiple recurring revenue streams that will earn you money while you sleep. Qualify now for your free information package. Go to WSICorporate.com. That's WSICorporate.com/radio. Start living your dream today.
Listen. The world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by WSI. And WSI has over 1,500 franchisees in 87 countries and is ranked the number one internet and technology services franchise in the world by Entrepreneur. Our next guest is David Levine, who is a business coach and franchisee for Action International. And David is very good at his job. He is very passionate about business. He is exceptional at finding solutions to problems. And I would say he's a motivational speaker. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Marty. Great to be here.
Thanks, David. David, on the line with us is also Don Johnson, which
Hello,
I think you
Don.
Know.
Yeah. Hi, David. How are you? Happy holidays.
Oh, same to you.
Yeah, you ready for us today?
I'm always ready for you.
All right.
David, in the beginning of the year, Don and I had a chance to attend one of your seminars at the Hyatt, and I think I told you this story, but 2 minutes after your seminar, I ran out into the lobby of the hotel, and I opened up my notebook, and I started writing the business plan for this radio show, which, you know, now thousands of people are listening to right now. So I wanted to thank you for that. You know, I think you were certainly one of the catalysts for getting this show going, and I think that's, I guess that's part of a business coach's job, right?
So first of all, you're very welcome, and it's a great flattering statement. And secondly, where's my cut?
There you go. We'll talk about that after the show, David.
No problem.
David, can you tell our listening audience where you're calling from today?
Calling from Central New Jersey, Middlesex County, to be more specific.
Okay.
In the eastern seaboard of the United States of America, on the Western Hemisphere.
All right, good. You guys are expecting snow today, aren't you?
I don't listen to the weather.
You don't listen to the weather.
It is what it is.
Much
each day and we deal with it.
Absolutely. David, what were you doing before joining Action International? I know there's an interesting story behind it.
Well, I spent, I don't know if it's interesting, but I spent most of my career in corporate America, on the advertising agency side, working for accounts in New York City, and then working on client side in small, mid-sized, family-owned, as well as publicly held corporations in global positions in marketing and management. Became a dot-com casualty thrice over. And finally was training to do something completely different when someone says, come to a franchise seminar. And I said, a franchise seminar? I don't want to own a chain of nail salons.
Right.
And the guy dragged me along and met a guy from Franet, who you've mentioned a couple of times on the show.
Right.
Where you get some of your data. Mm-hmm. And he said, come talk to me. It doesn't cost you anything. So as an entrepreneur kind of individual, just going to look for that, put a few things in front of me. And this thing of business coaching resonated with me. It was something that I do. It's the style of management that I've always applied in business, and it was a nice fit.
Right.
And that's how I became the second coach. We're now about, you talk about 800 around the globe. We're actually 900 in the globe.
Really?
In every continent except for Antarctica. The penguins are not really that interested right now.
That's incredible.
We are really moving along here. So I was coach number two in the state of New Jersey, taking a leap of faith there, and we're now over 30 in the state.
That's incredible.
That's great. It's a nice growth.
Thank you.
David, explain to people what a business coach is.
Well, that's an interesting question. First of all, the statistics we throw out, the phrase I like to use is, I don't tell you all of the wonderful things about Action International to impress you, but to impress on you that this stuff works. Business coaching does work. Your sponsor, WSI, in their pitch to get franchisees says, hey, we also provide a success coach, someone
right.
who's going to help you get to where you want to go. And that's what a business coach does. If I was to put it in a nutshell, it would be knowledge transfer. A consultant will borrow your watch to tell you what time it is, charge you for that information, and then walk away with your watch. A business coach will teach you how to read the watch. It's your business.
Right, interesting. Right. And it's interesting, David, because, you know, you've heard a lot, you know, over the years of people now having, like, personal coaches and things like that, you know. So it was funny because I remember at one of your seminars when I was talking to you, you know, you were telling me that, you know, a lot of times you know more about what's going on in your client's life than their own spouse does.
Well, that's true, because when you look at it from a business point of view, your spouse wants to know that there's money in a checking account to spend it.
Certainly.
Your business colleagues that you meet at the club or in your networking events, you want to know, you want to present an image that everything's okay. And you never want to tell your employees that you're having some difficulties with an issue, because they look to you as the leader of the organization. Who else can you talk to that, A, is vested in your business because you're their client and want to see a success?
Right.
Number two, understand the business issues that you're dealing with. Try talking to someone who's not in business, who works for a large corporation in a position of power or not, and talk to them about payroll or cash flow. No, they know their marketing, they know their finance, they know their operations, but only you as a business owner are involved in all those areas.
Right.
A business coach understands that.
Yeah, recently, David, Marty and I both read the article in Franchise Times about the founder of Action International.
Yeah, Brad Sugars.
Brad Sugars. And that's a point that he really made, that business owners sometimes, where can they turn to you? Sometimes you don't want to tell your wife you're struggling, having problems,
mm-hmm.
Friends who maybe don't own a business, or like you said, you know, they're employees. So where do people turn to? It makes logic. They need someone to help them, a business coach.
Right, and that's part of the brilliance of Brad Sugars, in the sense that as a young man he discovered he has a great ability of assimilating the knowledge base that's out there of people that are writing and speaking about certain areas within business, and combining all of that into one great system that is a best practices of how to make you successful at what you want to do. What are your goals? Your goals might be to have a business that works without you with a continuing income. Your business, your goal might be to get out of the day-to-day routine and get out and see more clients. What is your goal for your business? Why did you go into business in the first place is the
right.
question you like to always ask. And what's your exit strategy, which is a question many people don't ask.
Right. It's just like when you first met with Fran Net, some similar questions. What do you want to do? It's the same thing.
Correct.
As an Action International owner. What mostly intrigued you about Action International to get involved with them, David?
Well, for a personal point of view, although you may see me as very dynamic on the stage, I'm really a shy, introverted guy.
Oh, I never thought of you that way, David.
Are you being serious?
A little bit, from the point of view is that I like the corporate womb. I like the support that a team provides to me. And everybody says, go out and hang out a shingle, become a consultant. You're really out there all by yourself. I think the phrase, and you're going to talk to Jerome Williams in a couple of weeks, a very good buddy of mine, a phrase he likes to use is, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself when it comes to a franchise. And I thought that Action offered me the system that I didn't have to recreate the wheel, gave me access to other team players that we can consult with, my own coach, so to speak, and that allowed me to provide better value and service to my clients and a better story to my prospects.
It gave you a comfort level.
Absolutely.
Support, just like a true franchise system should.
And that's why I use that phrase. I like that phrase. Which is you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself.
Right.
Certainly, yeah. Could you describe the history of the organization, David? I mean, here Brad Sugars is a very, very young guy, starts this very successful company.
Well, yeah, and it grew. Brad started his company in 1992 in Australia and was assimilating a lot of business information and started giving seminars, feeling that, hey, this is a great way to make a living after doing a bunch of other things. And he would talk about the business systems that he was developing, and people would come up to him and say, can you help my business? And he saw, as you said earlier in the show, a niche to provide that service. And using the philosophy of leverage, doing more with less, you start to train the trainers, and you get other people to buy into the system, because a franchise is a replicable system.
Right.
No matter what franchise it is.
Right, absolutely.
And he was able to build a network of business coaches, and through his leadership and growth and vision, he was able to franchise this from Australia to the Far East, which would be New Zealand and Asia, then Canada, the United States, Europe, and now, as we said earlier, 22 countries and every continent except Antarctica, with 900-plus and growing quite rapidly.
That's incredible. How would you describe the Action International franchise system, David, to somebody?
I would describe it as very different from any other franchise that's out there because we are entrepreneurs. So the franchise system has to be entrepreneurial as well. Therefore, there's an intranet for all us coaches to provide and have a dialogue. So if I have a question about a client of mine that I don't know, I can't answer, I can go on this forum and get an answer from someone in London or in New Zealand who has a client with the same issue. And if I've discovered and I've developed something with a client, a system that works, I can post that on our website, and all of a sudden all the coaches around the globe have access to it. So Brad's vision was, here's the system, now improve it, rather than most franchise, here's the system, don't change it.
Interesting.
So it's an entrepreneurial thing, and a lot of us are engaged and encouraged to be in other businesses. So we're business owners besides franchisees, which, again, provides more value to our clients.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, David, because a lot of the research I've done on the other, Action International coaches, they said they have a lot more balance in their life, and I know you do a lot of other things as well. I know you teach for a college.
Yes, I'm an
university, actually.
At Rutgers University, yes.
Absolutely. And congratulations on the football team, by the way.
Hey, almost won.
Year. Almost.
Yeah, what a great year. That's my wife's alma mater. It's a great college.
Yes, yes, very good school.
Maybe, David, tell people how big the business coaching industry is. Tell us a little bit about the industry in general.
Well, the industry in general, I'd rather talk about it from the point of view of the small and mid-sized businesses in this country.
Okay.
Everybody looks at the Fortune 500. Everybody talks about the Fortune 500, the Fortune 1000. Actually, that is a very small segment of GNP, Gross National Product. That's a very small segment of the employers in this country. The backbone of the United States is the small business owner. He provides, and I can't quote the statistics exactly, but he provides a majority of the employment, more than two-thirds of the employment of everybody in this country. He provides a tremendous contribution to the Gross National Product. we as business coaches go after the small and mid-sized company. Therefore, our industry as a place to play is tremendous. To give you some statistics, Don, was when I was examining the franchise and doing my due diligence, which I recommend to every franchise potential owner, is pulling up some SBA statistics, which said, like the Census Bureau said, in my county, Middlesex County, in 1999, there were 18,000 businesses under 99 employees.
Yeah.
I, as a business coach, can handle maybe 12 or 15. Do you think there's enough business for me in the county?
Yeah.
So we talk about abundance in Action International. There's tons of sharing. There's tons of abundance of opportunity out there.
I mean, that's a good point, because most of the whole U.S. business sector is the small, mid-sized businesses. You know, David, I'm involved with franchise and business financing.
Right.
I mean, that's all who I finance, basically, the smaller size franchise and business loan. That's my main market. And
great.
Why Action International is successful. Those businesses are all over. There's new businesses starting up. You know, a lot of those people might not have the experience, and, you know, people need help. So
to your point, exactly, I speak to a lot of bankers and a lot of people like that, and the business owner will come in and say, I need a loan. And the first question the banker is going to ask is, you got a business plan?
Certainly.
Right.
And they go, yeah, and they point to their head. It's all here. It's all in my head. I, you know, it's not written down, but I know what I want to do.
Right.
And the same thing with you, Don. I mean, you want,
be successful. Right.
Yeah, you want to loan somebody money, but you want to see a plan. You want to know that they've thought it out. That whole process is something else that we help them with. So the allegiance between, or the strategic alliance between the banker, the small business banker, the franchise lending institutions like yourself, is a great thing, because we're going to help make sure that they're successful in order to pay back the loan. You're loaning money not because you're altruistic, but because you're making money on the VIG. Oh, I'm sorry, that's from New York. Not on the VIG, but on the on the interest that you charge. And as we all know, interest is merely a measurement of risk.
Right.
Right. You have to sell yourself. You got to be organized. Most loans get declined because people, the loans aren't packaged up right or complete, and you know, people don't know how to put together a loan package or how to present themselves to a lender. So, yeah, that's a very valuable service.
What kind of businesses have they been, David? I mean, who's a typical? Is there a typical client? You know, I mean, would it be a plumber? Would it be an electrician?
No, that's the beauty of business is. We talk in action speak of what we call BFOs, blinding flashes of the obvious.
Hmm.
I come from corporate America, so everything was multinational, multidimensional, matrixed management, very complex.
Right.
Learning the action system, business is extremely simple and the same. I don't care what business you are in, and everybody says, oh, well, my business is unique. Every business follows the same process. They all have the same five key areas: marketing, sales, finance, HR, and operations. I don't care if you're
right.
A law firm or whatever. You have all of these processes. You may not have separate divisions or departments, but you put on different hats at different times doing these different functions. And the process in which you acquire leads or prospects or suspects, get them to customers, have them buy again, make a profit, that whole process is the same no matter your business. So therefore, I have had clients that range from $5 million private investigation firms, to $2 million mechanic shops, to software development companies, to life insurance salespeople that are running their own little company, their own P&L department. So it ranges broadly across just about any sector.
Interesting.
Not to mention manufacturing or other service businesses.
Interesting. David and Don, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. All right, with more Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.